Islamic parables timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables, Islamic parables.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Islamic Parables on your Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss parables about generosity. Subhanallah, this beautiful parable, we are going to learn about the generosity of Allah Azza wa Jal, generosity of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, generosity of the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as well as the Awliya Allah, inshallah Azza wa Jal, as well as many Quranic verses and the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pertaining to this beautiful act of generosity. Let's first and foremost recite Salawat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your viewers, Abdullah Huzani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that I met the Muaddin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at Aleppo, Syria. And I asked him about the expenses made by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I was responsible for spending the wealth of the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I performed this job from the time prophethood was announced until his apparent demise. When any Muslim who needed clothing came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would order me and I would borrow money from someone, buy a shawl and give to that Muslim and feed him as well. One day, a polytheist, the person who believes in more than one God, this mushrik or polytheist, he came to me and said, O Bilal, do not borrow money from anyone except me. I have a lot of wealth. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I did as I was asked by this polytheist. So one day, I made wudu and stood to make adhan. When I saw this polytheist, he approached me and he was accompanied by many traders. He spoke ill of me a lot and said, do you know how many days are left in the repayment? I, meaning Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, the time of repayment has approached, meaning it has come near. He said, only 4 days are remaining. If you do not repay the debt within 4 days, I will make you my slave and will make you graze my goats as you used to do. Listening to this, I became worried. After offering Isha Salah, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to his blessed home. Taking permission, I humbly entered and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. The polytheist that I borrowed money from has threatened me to make me a slave. We both have nothing to repay the debt. He will disgrace me. Please allow me to go to those people who have become Muslim so that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant as much wealth upon his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as is needed to repay my debt. Saying this, Sayyidina Bilal, he left. In the morning, he says, I came out to go somewhere. Meanwhile, a person came running and said, O Bilal, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has called for you. When I reached him, I saw that there were 4 camels fully loaded with items. I asked for permission to enter. Then the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, congratulations, Allah Azza wa Jal has provided the means to repay your debt. He then asked, did you see 4 camels? I humbly said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. He said, the ruler of Fadak has sent these camels. Keep all grains and clothes loaded on them and repay your debt with them. Obeying the order, Sayyidina Bilal says, I did as I was ordered. I then came to the masjid and made salam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked, What benefit did you receive from this wealth? I humbly said that Allah Azza wa Jal has assisted me to repay all the debts His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. He asked, is there anything left from that wealth? I humbly said, yes. He said, spend it. I will not go home until it is distributed. After completing Isha Salah, he called me and asked about the remaining wealth. I humbly said, I still have it. I could not find any needy person. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he stayed in the masjid at night. The next day, he called me again after Isha Salah. I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Almighty has relieved you. Listening to this, he called out the takbir and thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. He was distressed that death may arrive while I still possess those items. I then followed him until he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered his blessed home. Subhanallah. This is the generosity of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is just one example of his grand generosity, subhanallah, that he would not like to keep anything in his possession. Rather, he would not be pleased unless he would distribute it to the people. Despite needing something, he would give it to the poor and in charity, and he would give it to the needy to such an extent that he would not feel its need again. But how unfortunate it is that the love for this world has intensified in our hearts. We are blindly running after the luxuries and comforts of this world. Sayyidina Majma Ansari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has narrated about a blessed saint that he has said, the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal of protecting me from the comforts and luxuries of the world is greater than that of a comfortable worldly life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disliked the world for His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, the blessings Allah has liked for His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are dearer to me than the ones Allah azza wa jal has disliked for His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, such beautiful thoughts our pious predecessors had, and they would try and follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every way possible. Even in this, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam both the choices, to have the kingdom of the world or to live simple and a humble life. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose to live a humble life, a simple life. The revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the world is sweet and luxurious. One who earns money in a halal way and spends it fulfilling its perfect rights, Allah azza wa jal will grant him reward and will make him enter paradise. And one who earns money in a haram way and spends it in any unlawful thing, contrary to Sharia, then Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter Darul Hawan, the home of humiliation. Commenting on this hadith, Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated in his book Faizul Qadir that this shows that the world itself is not something bad, since it is a farm for the afterlife. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Anyone who attains worldly things with Sharia permission will be helped by that thing in his afterlife. We should really make up our minds to earn our sustenance through halal means, and to also, whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us, to give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be generous. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that sadaqah does not cause a decrease in wealth. And the bondsman who forgives, Allah Azza wa Jal elevates his honor due to his act of forgiveness. And the one who shows humility for the pleasure of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal grants him elevation. Subhanallah. It was the great excellence and the absolute self-sufficiency of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he never liked to keep wealth at home. Rather, he used to distribute it in sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. He is the master of both the worlds, but he doesn't keep anything with him. Although the keys to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in his hands. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, one day, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after finishing his Asr Salah, he got up quickly and went to his house and then came out. The companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were surprised. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whilst performing my salah, I remembered that I had some piece of gold in my house and I disliked that it remains in my home while night approaches. So I have ordered it to be distributed. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the famous sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated that once, while I was in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the mountain of Uhud and said, if this mountain becomes gold for me, I would not like that even a single dinar of it remains with me for more than 3 days, except that dinar which I will keep for repaying my debts. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Look at the generosity of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Relating the great virtue and the generosity of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most generous of all people. And he used to reach the peak of generosity in the month of Ramadan when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam visited. Jibreel alayhi salam would arrive every night in Ramadan and they both would recite the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam would show more generosity than the strong, uncontrollable wind. Allah, 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 subhanallah. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam al Kalam, Kalam al Imam, he says,
Wah kya judo karam hai shahe badha tera. Wah kya judo karam hai shahe badha tera. वाह क्या जूद व करम है शहबत तेरा नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा.
Subhanallah, this beautiful couplet, which is actually the summary of a hadith in which Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has never said la, meaning the word no, to anybody who asked for anything. Subhanallah, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. And then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says,
धारे चलते हैं आता के वो है कतरा तेरा धारे चलते हैं आता के वो है कतरा तेरा तारे खिलते हैं सखा के वो है जर्रा तेरा वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहे बदहा तेरा अग्निया पलते हैं दर से वो है बाड़ा तेरा अग्निया पलते हैं दर से वो है बाड़ा तेरा असफिया चलते हैं सर से वो है रस्ता तेरा वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहे बदहा तेरा.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, once 70,000 dirhams were brought in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid those dirhams on a mat and started giving them away. And he said, no one returned empty-handed until he had finished all of them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was the generosity, a glimpse into the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So 70,000 dirhams were brought. 70,000 is not a little amount of money. It is so much. And he laid them all on a mat and he started giving them away. Take it. And no one returned empty-handed until he had finished them. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Alaa says,
La wa rabbil arsh jisko jo mila unse mila. La wa rabbil arsh jisko jo mila unse mila. Badti hai konain mein نعمت رسول اللہ کی بڑھتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی اور ہم بھی کاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے فضول ہم بھی کاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے فضول اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی
سبحان اللہ. It was in the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say no. Sometimes when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would buy something from a person, he would give that thing back to the same person or another person after paying for it. Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he bought a camel from Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he later gave the same camel to him as a present. Subhanallah. And similarly, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam bought a baby camel from Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thereafter, he gave it to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, meaning his son, as a gift. Subhanallah. So how generous and kind is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the thing which he used to buy for his own need, he would grant it to another person as a gift. We should also at the same time develop this blessed habit to present gifts to each other with the intention of placing happiness into the heart of a Muslim. It increases love and affection and it gets rid of hatred. Sayyidina Atta Khurasani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, shake hands with each other, it continues to remove hatred, and exchange gifts as it will lead to an increase in your love for each other. Subhanallah. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah, he said that both these actions, meaning of shaking hands and exchanging gifts, are very effective. Whoever you shake hands with, no hatred remains between you and him. And if by chance such thing does happen, then it does not last very long due to the blessings of the blessed action of shaking hands with your fellow brother. And similarly, the blessed act of exchanging gifts removes hatred as well. Whether it is an act of exchanging gifts or any other matter, only halal means must be adopted. And we should learn that inshallah, because this is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And only halal is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should only exchange and give people from our halal earning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant blessing in our halal sustenance. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Regarding generosity and giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal says in the glorious Quran that those who spend their wealth by night and day, secretly and openly, their reward is with their Lord, and there shall be no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. Subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jal also states at another occasion in the glorious Quran that the example of those who spend their wealth in Allah's way is similar to that of a grain which has sprouted 7 stalks, and in each stalk are 100 grains, and Allah may increase it still more than this. And whomever He wills, for whomever He wills, and Allah is most capable, all-knowing. Subhanallah. So yes, when we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the absolute owner and the Mawla and the creator of the entire universe, and He's the sustainer of the entire universe, will sustain us and will descend His mercy upon us and increase our wealth. There are a number of fortunate Islamic brothers who pay the obligatory due, that is the zakah, and who pay optional and nafal charity as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to grant tawfiq to you to do good, inshallah azza wa jal. For now, as we are discussing the generosity of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also got to listen to some ash'ar with regards to the generosity of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the accounts from the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as they documented the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, listen to some words of praises in the court of Habib al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until we return. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 phir ja rahe hain ahle mohabbat ke qafile, مدینہ حضور کا پھر مدینے پھر مدینے پھر مدینے کی جانب چلے قافلے پھر میری بے قراری کے دن آ گئے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو مجھے بلا لو شہ مدینہ یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو سزا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ آفات و بلیات کے سے نکالو آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جا مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے محبوب خدا سر پہ، اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو،
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری ہو در تک شہا رسائی، نہیں بھروسہ کہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا،
سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو۔
Today, people rate those who are philanthropists very highly, those who donate towards good causes, the charitable people. And often, the philanthropists are those who are very wealthy and affluent as well. But the Deen of Islam is so beautiful that you don't have to be a millionaire to be considered sakhi, generous. If you give something, even though you yourself need it, or if you have less wealth, or you're not in a position to give a large amount of it, but you give some of it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're considered a generous person. If you've got a habit of giving like this in the way of Allah, in fact, some of the most generous people you will find amongst the Muslims are those who have strong iman. They're not millionaires, but alhamdulillah, they know the rewards of giving in the way of Allah. And remember, being generous is a praiseworthy quality. All humans praise this quality. But Allah Ta'ala loves this quality so much that you gain His proximity when you are generous. Let's listen to a hadith. This is in Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, the Prophet ﷺ said, As-sakhiyu qareebun min Allahi, qareebun min al-jannah, qareebun min al-nas. That the sakhi, the generous person, is close to Allah, close to Jannah, and he's close to the people. Ba'idun min al-nar. And he is distanced from the fire of hell. Wal-bakhilu. And as for the opposite, the bakhil, the stingy person, ba'idun min Allah, he's distant from Allah. Ba'idun min al-jannah, he's distant from paradise. Ba'idun min al-nas, he's distant from the people don't really like him as well. Qareebun min al-nar, and he's close to the hellfire. Wala jahilun sakhiyun ahabbu ila Allahi min aabidin bakhilin. Allahu Akbar, look at these words. The Prophet ﷺ said, a sakhi, a generous person who is jahil, he's ignorant, is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than an abid, a person who constantly worships, but at the same time he is stingy. He is a bakhil. Allahu Akbar. So if Allah has granted us, whether it's little or a lot, try and give wholeheartedly in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many worldly benefits, but you've just heard the benefits in the akhirah as well. People will love you in the world. Allah ta'ala will grant you his qurbah. You'll be close to Jannah and distance from the fire of hell. May Allah give us tawfiq to be generous.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah. The melodious kalam in the praise of the beloved Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم, and together with that beautiful nasiha. Subhanallah. As we were discussing in the parables about generosity, and subhanallah, so far we've listened to the generosity of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was just a glimpse, and there is so much more. During the Battle of Hunain, the most distinctive kind of generosity shown by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can never be imagined. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted many Bedouins, those living in villages, 100 camels each. Before reverting to Islam on the occasion of the Battle of Hunain, Safwan bin Umayyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked for nanny goats which were spread over the area of jungle between two mountains, and the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him all those nanny goats. He went to his people and said, "O my people, all of you must embrace Islam. I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, the noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows such generosity that after which there remains no fear of poverty." Subhanallah. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Sayyidina Safwan bin Umayyah radiyallahu anhu has stated that on the day of the Battle of Hunain, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted wealth upon me, whereas at that moment he was the most hateful person in my eyes. He continued to grant wealth upon me until he became the most beloved person in my eyes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Islamic scholars have mentioned that on that day, the bestowal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more than the whole life's generosity of generous kings. The jungle was full of goats, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was granting the needy people, whoever came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would just grant them. Even after all of them had been distributed, a Bedouin pulled the blessed shawl from the sacred body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leaving a bruised mark on his blessed shoulders and neck. Upon this, it was said that, "O people, don't rush. By Allah, you will never find me stingy." Allah, Allah. Likewise, Sayyidina Sahl bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that a woman bought a shawl and humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have woven this with my own hands. I have brought it for you to wear." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed it and he accepted it. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then came towards us, and the same shawl was wrapped around him as tahband. Having seen this, a blessed companion humbly said, "What a lovely shawl it is. Please give it to me to wear." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes." He said, "Yes." After some time, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the majlis, then returned and sent the shawl to that companion, having it folded. And the blessed companion asked that person, "That was not the right thing to do. As you knew that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not refuse anyone's request." The companion, he replied that, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, I begged only for this reason, that the day when I die, this shawl as a relic could become my shroud." Sayyidina Sahl radiallahu ta'ala anhu added that later it became his shroud. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah says, Malik-e kaunain hai, go paas kuch rakhte nahi, do jahan ki ne'matein hain unke khali hain. Yes, he is the owner of both the worlds. He doesn't keep anything with him. Although in his empty hands are the keys of the blessings and the treasures of both worlds. The generosity of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows no bounds, subhanallah. And he is such a generous king. If any of such kind of the generosity that displayed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that should really motivate us as his ummah to be generous and to be kind. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the blessed prophets alayhi wa sallam are alive. The life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is spiritual, physical and worldly. They in their graves are as alive as they were alive in the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he even grants after his apparent demise." Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal has granted him such powers and such abilities, and his generosity still continues. As the hadith says, "Inna Allah harrama 'ala al-ardi an ta'kula jasad al-anbiya'i fa nabiyullahi hayyun yurzaq." The soil has been prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from consuming the bodies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. the Prophet Salim Salam of Allah Azza wa Jal remain alive after their apparent demise, and they are provided with rizq sustenance. It is proven by authentic hadith that they perform Hajj and offer Salah in their graves. The most beloved and the holiest Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated, Al-Anbiya'u ahya'un fi quburihim yusallun, meaning the prophets are alive in their graves and they offer Salah. Imam Munawi Rahimahullah Ta'ala has stated that this is a sahih and authentic hadith. Subhanallah. Let's inshallah now listen to those parables and accounts of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam helping people from his ummah after his apparent demise. Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmed bin Nafis Rahimahullah Ta'ala has stated that during my stay in Medina Munawwara, I once experienced extreme hunger. Presenting myself at the blessed tomb of the noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I pleaded, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I am hungry. Suddenly, I fell asleep. Meanwhile, someone awoke me and asked me to go with him. I agreed, so he took me to his home. Serving me with dates, butter and wheat bread, he said, Eat until you are satisfied, because my blessed ancestor Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded me to be hospitable towards you. Come to me whenever you feel hunger in the future as well. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Sayyid Ahmad bin Muhammad Sufi Rahimahullah Ta'ala has stated that I continued to wander in the jungles for 3 months until my skin became very thin and weak. Finally, I reached Medina Munawwara and made my salam in the blessed court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Shaykhain Karimain, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. And then I fell asleep. In a dream, I had the privilege of beholding Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was saying, Ahmed, you have arrived. Look, what has become of you? I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah, ana ja'un wa ana dhaifuka. Ya Rasulullah, I am hungry and I am your guest. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Open your hand. When I opened my hand, there were few dirhams. When I woke up, I found those dirhams in my hand. I went to the market and bought bread and faluda, meaning a sweet dish consisting of long thin strands of pasta in there with cream and ice, and I ate it. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Mangenge, mange jayenge, muh mangi payenge, sarkar mein na la hai, na hajat agar ke. Allama Abul Farj Abdurrahman bin Ali ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala has written a narration of a pious person. He says that, I had been praying to go for Hajj for 3 years, but my wish was not fulfilled. When the fourth year approached, it was the period of Hajj and I was very impatient to visit Haramain Sharifain. One night, when I fell asleep, fortune smiled on me and Alhamdulillah, I had the privilege of seeing the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my dream. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, You may go to perform Hajj this year. When I woke up, I was extremely happy. The sweet voice of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was echoing in my ears. And it was echoing when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, You may go to perform Hajj this year. This voice he continued to play in his mind as he recalled the beautiful voice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam granted me the permission of Hajj. I was extremely delighted. But suddenly I realized that I did not have traveling expenses. I became sad, and as this thought struck me, the next night, once again, I had the privilege of seeing the greatest and the noblest Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but I could not mention my poverty. Likewise, the third night again, I had the privilege of seeing the noble Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which I was granted permission to go to perform Hajj, and he said, You may go to perform Hajj this year. I thought if The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared the fourth time in my dream. I would mention my financial situation to him. In the fourth night, once again, I enjoyed the privilege of seeing the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You may go to perform Hajj this year." I humbly mentioned my financial situation to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dig at a certain place in your house. Over there, you will find the armor of your grandfather." Having said this, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left. When I woke up the next morning, I was overjoyed. And having performed salah, I dug the place that was mentioned to me by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was really precious armor, and it was neat and clean. It seemed as if it had never been used. I sold it for 4,000 dinars and thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. By the favor of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my traveling expenses were fulfilled. Allahu Akbar. The Shair so beautifully he says,
Jab bulaya aqa ne, jab bulaya aqa ne, khud hi intizam ho gaye. خود ہی انتظام ہو گئے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی علیہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم Dear viewers, the generosity of the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and what we have just learned, it is just a glimpse of the generosity of the noble Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Our blessed religion, Islam, has taught us to help Muslims, to be generous, to behave well with others, to assist the poor and needy, and to fulfill the needs of orphans. It is for this reason that zakat was made fard and obligatory upon those who have wealth to discharge our zakat. Islam provides the teachings of generosity, elaborating the virtues of optional sadaqat and condemns stinginess. Therefore, while discharging our zakat, we should perform it by keeping all Shari rulings in mind for purely attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal instead of showing laziness and stinginess, as well as making up our mind to give optional sadaqat as Allah Azza wa Jal likes sadaqat a lot. And besides fulfilling the needs of the poor and destitute, it diverts calamity and troubles. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal listen to some blessed sayings of the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the conclusion. In one hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, generosity is one of the trees of paradise. Its branches are hanging towards the earth. So the person holding even a single branch of it will be made to enter Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَجَافَوْ عَنْ ذَنْبِ السَّخِيِّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ آخِذٌ بِيَدِهِ كُلَّمَا عَثَرَ Meaning, forgive the mistakes of a generous person because whenever he commits a mistake, Allah Azza wa Jal holds his hand. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps and supports him, that grants him freedom from falling into destruction. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Al-jannatu darul askhiyai," that Jannah, paradise, is the home of generous people. In yet another hadith, sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The generous person is close to Allah azza wa jal, close to Jannah, close to the people, and far from the fire. Stinginess is far from Allah azza wa jal, far from Jannah." Far from the people and close to the fire. An ignorant, generous person in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal is better than a stingy scholar. O man, it is better for you if you spend your surplus wealth, but if you withhold it, it is evil for you. There is, however, no reproach for you if you withhold it according to your need and begin charity with your family. And the upper hand is better than the lower hand. And he who gives charity is better than the one who takes it. Subhanallah. Meaning upper hand is better than the lower hand. Meaning the one who gives charity is better than the one who takes charity. Yes. Subhanallah. Beautiful hadith and a beautiful message for us, inshallah, azza wa jal, to take this command and act upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen. Until then, keep on reciting salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic parables, Islamic parables, timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light.